This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken began meeting with his counterparts in the Quad on Friday, beginning with Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne of Australia, who said the two would discuss China, North Korea, and Ukraine. Payne, who was hosting the Quad meeting, said Wednesday the gathering sends a message to China that security in the region remains a priority for the United States. Payne said the Quad ministers were voting with their feet in terms of the priority that they accord to issues important to the Indo-Pacific, including coronavirus vaccine distribution. Blinken's visit to Australia is his first trip there since an enhanced trilateral security partnership known as AUKUS, Australia, the United States, and United Kingdom, was announced in September. The agreement includes a deal to build nuclear-propelled submarines for Australia as part of enhanced deterrence against China's military expansion across the Indo-Pacific region. Russia opened 10 days of massive military drills in Belarus Thursday and docked six of its ships at strategic Black Sea port, drawing a sharp rebuke from Ukrainian officials who characterized Moscow's actions as further escalation of tensions in the region. Ukrainian officials who launched their own drills Thursday assailed the impending naval drills, characterizing them as destructive activity to destabilize the security situation. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Visiting NATO headquarters Thursday, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson warned that Europe is facing its biggest security crisis in decades and pledged more military deployments in Eastern Europe in response to Russia's troop buildup on the border with Ukraine. After talks with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, Johnson said the stakes are very high and this is a very dangerous moment, and at stake are the rules that protect every nation, big and small. Britain is strengthening its deployment in Estonia and Poland, and is considering further deployments in southeastern Europe in the event of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Hundreds of Afghans launched a rare protest at the United Arab Emirates facility where they have been housed since fleeing their homeland last year, holding banners pleading for freedom and demanding to be sent to the United States to be resettled. Thousands of Afghans were last year evacuated to the Gulf Arab state on behalf of the United States and other Western countries amid the chaotic U.S.-led withdrawal from Afghanistan and return to power of the hardline Islamist Taliban movement. The UAE, a close U.S. partner, agreed to provide Afghans with temporary housing as they waited to be resettled elsewhere. 6 months later, however, many are still in the UAE, living in tightly controlled facilities. Reuters news agency reports that protests started on Wednesday and continued on Thursday. Witnesses spoke to Reuters on the condition of anonymity, bringing backlash from authorities for speaking out. One of the protesters told Reuters by phone that some Afghans were detained by Emirati authorities as demonstrations began. The UAE government and the U.S. Embassy in Abu Dhabi had no immediate comments on those protests. Facing growing pressure from the impatient state governors, the Biden administration acknowledged for the first time it is developing plans to guide the country away from the pandemic's emergency phase toward a more relaxed national response, including ending the federal recommendation for wearing masks in most indoor settings. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said it is working on new guidance. In the first 2 years of the pandemic,